Israel opens its borders, but only to vaccinated travelers. By Deborah Brand on November 2, 2021. Tourists are now allowed entry into Israel for the first time since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, as long as they can show proof of vaccination. Israeli authorities recognize most vaccines enough to allow immediate entry into the country, with the exception of Russia's Sputnik, which requires individuals administered with that vaccine to also take a serological test upon arrival. All tourists must present a negative coronavirus test before boarding their flights and take another one on arrival. There were 218 serious COVID-19 cases in Israel reported on Sunday, down from 750 a month ago. A total of 8,100 Israelis have died from COVID-19. More than 1.3 million Israelis, out of a total population of 9.3 million, have been infected with the virus since the start of the pandemic, health ministry data shows. Nearly half the population has received the third Pfizer booster shot. First-degree relatives of Israelis were allowed to enter the country throughout the pandemic, but many criticized the government for what was seen as draconian measures to allow them to enter the country. Israel is hoping that opening its borders will allow the flailing tourism industry to pick up once again, especially ahead of the Christmas season. Prior to the outbreak of the pandemic, hundreds of thousands of tourists would travel to Israel to visit the West Bank city of Bethlehem.